What is the value of upstream?
Under my guidance, when I founded Cheniere, my first vocation was to be an exploration company. Okay. And then after a while, I realized that being an exploration company in the United States was a very difficult game, and I decided to branch into what the next generation would be. And the next generation turned out to be import of natural gas from the rest of the world into the United States. At no time since I founded Cheniere in 1996 did I not try to understand the upstream business. Because if you don't understand the upstream business, all the rest is a joke.
Right.
Okay? At the source of everything, we sell natural gas or hydrocarbons. And if we don't understand the economics of the upstream business, we don't understand the rest. The very perturbing part was in 2008 to 2010, when the nature of the upstream business in the United States changed. And that's what forced us to reconsider the game plan we had developed. And it changed for a very simple reason. The entire industry has completely miscalculated the cost to develop the shale reserves in the United States once you've applied technology for them systematically for a few years. So initially, we looked at them in 2000 when we realized that our first area of interest, the Gulf Coast and the Gulf of Mexico shallow water production, was not really economic on a long-term sustainable basis. Mm-hmm. We looked at what plays onshore, and everybody knew about shale. It wasn't something new. So people told us, yes, shale, but it's too expensive, so nobody will ever drill it. And lo and behold, 6 years later, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. Prices went through the roof. Mm-hmm. People were able to make investments that they wouldn't have been able to make only 2 years before. A lot of mistakes were forgiven because prices basically covered for the mistakes. And then very quickly, the learning curve improved dramatically, the performance curve improved dramatically, and all of a sudden what we thought was not doable at $5, $6, $7 in MMBTU became doable at $3 in MMBTU. And it's that change that caused the revolution that entailed later. So if we hadn't followed this as much as we did, maybe we would have missed the ability to go and change direction and go turn from an LNG receiving facility to a liquefaction facility. But we always focus on the upstream. We always try to understand what the upstream was going to do. We ask ourselves questions along with everybody else. The shale revolution, does it truly only work at $9 and $10, or are they getting better all the time? And we watch the Mark Pappas and the Larry Nichols and the Aubrey McLendons of the world as they were going through their shale revolution, trying to figure out where would it stop. Mm-hmm. Now, did I think in 2008, 9, 10 that it would get as low as it is today, where practically no resource basin in the country costs more than a buck and a half at the wellhead?
Right.
No, we never expected it. But we followed it and we're trying to look to see how far is it going to go. Well, it went very, very, very far.